दोस्तों, अपने कार्यक्रम में हम अक्सर आपको ऐसे भारतीयों से मिलवाते हैं जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहते हुए बड़े काम कर रहे हैं, बड़ा नाम कर रहे हैं। आज मैं आपको मिलवाने जा रहा हूं राजेश एरिगेला से। राजेश एरिगेला एक इंजीनियर हैं, वैज्ञानिक हैं और हाल ही में एक बहुत ही अहम मिशन से लौटे हैं जो उन्होंने ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लिए तय किया। वो गए थे एक वैज्ञानिक अभियान पर अंटार्कटिका के करीब एक आइलैंड पर, जिसको मैक्वारी आइलैंड कहते हैं। न्यूजीलैंड और अंटार्कटिका के बिल्कुल बीच में ये आइलैंड है, बहुत ही छोटा सा सुदूर एक आइलैंड है जहाँ जाना आना बहुत मुश्किल होता है और बहुत कम वैज्ञानिक ही वहाँ जाते हैं। राजेश की ये यात्रा कैसी रही और उनकी ऑस्ट्रेलिया की यात्रा की क्या कहानी है, ये भी सुनते हैं। मिलते हैं राजेश से। तो राजेश जी, आपका स्वागत है SBS हिंदी पर। ये बताइए कि अभी अभी आप लौटे हैं एक ऐसी जगह से जहां बहुत ही कम इंसान जाते हैं, जा पाते हैं। क्या आप ठीक ठाक हैं? आर यू ऑल राइट?
या आई एम ऑल राइट, थैंक यू। गुड टू बी हियर।
एंड हाउ वाज योर ट्रिप?
इट वाज ग्रेट। इट वाज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट एक्सपीरियंसेस आई हैड इन माय लाइफ, आई वुड से।
कैन यू टेल अस वेयर डिड यू गो एग्जैक्टली? वेयर इज दिस आइलैंड एंड व्हाट वाज द प्रोजेक्ट?
द प्रोजेक्ट इज title as Probing the Australian Pacific Plate Boundary, Macquarie Ridge in 3D. It's somewhere between Antarctica and Australia. It's like halfway between New Zealand and Antarctica.
Okay.
It's called Macquarie Island.
So what were you guys doing there? And how many of you were there?
We were doing deep ocean deployment of seismic instruments, 5,000 meters on the ocean floor, and we were science crew of 11 people. 9 of them are from Australian National University Research School of Earth Sciences. 2 people are from University of Tasmania, and there are 30 other people who are regular seagoing maritime national facility and the ship operating crew. Mm-hmm. So we are total 41 people.
And for how many days you were there?
We were there for 28 days.
Was it very cold?
Yeah, it's very cold. Usually it's normal cold, but the winds are ranging from 60 to 100 kilometers per hour. So that makes you feel more colder than usual cold. Mm-hmm. We had like 3 to 4 layers of clothing whenever we were working on the back of the ship.
Okay. So you were living on the ship or on the island?
Yes, we were living on the ship. Just beside the island we were deploying. It's like around the island we deployed ocean bottom seismometers.
Okay.
So we were on the ship for the whole trip.
But aapko island utar ke island pe jane ka aur wahan dekhne dekhne ka mauka mila?
Nahi bhai, we could not get a chance to land on the ship due to COVID protocols, and permissions are not allowed at this time. But we were around the island, close to it, like very close. We could see the island, the wildlife there, the penguins and some birds, and the seismic station, like the monitoring station. There's one station on that, the scientific station. We could see it from the ship.
So there is a station already there and people work there?
Yes, there is a station, and a lot of scientists go there during winter months and summer months. Mm-hmm. There's only a few people who work there, and they are temporarily based for 6 to 18 months.
Okay. What is your story, Rajesh? Where do you come from in India, and when did you arrive in Australia?
I was born and brought up in Telangana, a southern state in India, and migrated to Australia in 2014 to study as an international student. Like any international student, you've got dreams and aspirations to have a good career.
So, which university did you study?
I did my graduation in electrical and electronics from Hyderabad, and then I came to Australia to study Master of Engineering Science in the same field. I finished up my master's from Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne, and then I got an opportunity to work for Australian National University Research School of Earth Science as an earth science technician and the research support officer in Warramunga Seismic and Infrasound Research Station, that's located in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory. That's how my journey began.
So you are Tennant Creek based now?
Yes.
How's the life there in such a remote region of Australia?
Yeah, it's It's good. I liked it here because you can see good sunsets and experience from the Aboriginal people. They are lovely. They're friendly. We've got good sports and activity going on around through the year. I've got a lot of friends here. Yeah, I liked it here.
And why are you known as Kayak Man? Tennant, you are famous as Tennant Creek's Kayak Man. Why? What's the story behind that?
It was a small story. In February 2020, there's a big rain of 73 mm downpour in the town, and I was kayaking just near the hobby farms that's close to the town. So someone snapped my picture, and then it was on the news. So they named me Kayak Man, mysteriously found adventuring on the ocean, on the waters, rain waters. That's how it began.
Uh-huh. So... But do you get to meet many Indians there in Tennant Creek as well?
There are a few Indians and few families, but most of them come and go. They stay here for a few years and then they get some experience and yeah, they move to other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met a lot of people, Indian people here.
What do you prefer, living in Melbourne, places like Melbourne or Sydney, or in the remote areas such as Tennant Creek?
I don't mind living anywhere as long as I'm comfortable with the weather and the people. So it's all about, you know, the experiences in life, whichever place you go, when you have good company of friends or colleagues, yeah, it's all good to stay in any place.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a beautiful message you have there. Thank you so much for sparing time, Rajesh, and all the best.
Thank you.